continuing to record the exchange between Z. Charnot and a good friend, T.E.W., or T.W., and I'm partway through a letter addressed to Z, titled Graduation Contemplation, sent on Saturday, November the 19th, 2005. I'm about halfway through. And T.W. is talking about formula steps to take. He wanted to bridge the concept with the concept of balancing chakras. Formula number two: must believe in Jesus Christ and that he came to earth, died as substitute to appease God, and rose again. Now, the default setup of being veiled upon incarnation and the belief system of number one, we have to have some way to get on the road again, because we may be completely blocked. Could it be that what Jesus Christ did was to come and establish himself as a legitimate proxy, so people, especially Jews, stuck in the belief paradigm of separation from the Creator with no hope, would have a way through belief in him, transference to balance the energy centers up through the heart chakra all in one fell swoop? If so, then it's a brilliant concept. So finally, we would have a sort of autopilot system of sorts, like Jesus Christ introduced, that is quite effective, especially for those folks like the Jews and others whose natural religious paradigm they are born in is not that conducive to progress towards remembering, acknowledging, unifying with Christ consciousness. Note, to me, the book of James seems to be addressing the concept of personal responsibility along the path I'm speaking of, with both faith and works required. Service to others' path requires it for balancing the chakras. Works, in this case, not being ego-based works, not of works lest any man, in other words, ego or personality shell, should boast, but heart-based works, which actually means work originating from spirit within, for the good of others. Formula number three: praying to confess and to ask forgiveness for my sins. So here what we would see is an acknowledgement of the various belief system, energy system blocks, and a conceptual attempt to transfer accumulated wrongdoing to Christ, while at the same time this transference is actually allowing self-forgiveness or removal of the blocks due to a change of tightly held beliefs of separation and unworthiness, subconscious ones. This could then produce a huge transformation in a person's life, and even healing, as well as the energy systems are modified, blockages are cleared, and a person's spiritual resonant frequency dramatically rises. Formula step number four: must accept Christ into my heart. Now, in the final step, the initiate has, through faith, confession, and forgiveness, changed the belief system of separation and removed the energy block of chakras number one through number three, and now is opening up, humbling and surrendering and inviting a Christ consciousness connection, all of which activates the heart chakra. This leaves the initiate then in the position of being ready through will and deed to open the throat chakra to clear the way for indigo. Now, if I am anywhere close to being on track with this concept, then it should be possible to say the common denominator of importance is the unblocking and balancing of the chakras, and the evaluation of spiritual progress comes from viewing the energy signature from the crown chakra, perhaps, which would be an unbiased display of uniqueness in development. From this, then, we could look for a common thread in all systems of belief and religious systems to see how the various teachings, concepts, and ceremonies found there prepare the initiate, unblock and balance the chakras, and improve the crown chakra signature. I would be delighted to hear your thoughts on my question and any comments on my ponderings on Christianity. It seems these are some of the most critically important concepts to get a handle on if we are indeed rapidly approaching a harvest opportunity. Sincerely, T.W. Z responds to T.W. on Sunday, November the 20th, 2005. Subject is regarding graduation contemplation, an excellent formulation of questions. Dear T.W., first, a kind of preface, prologue, or introduction. In a Tibetan diagram, there is, in the center, a pig, a snake, and a chicken. This stands for greed and ignorance. I would contract this to say what is said in Gnostic teachings. Self is the only sin. Greed is a kind of fear. There is a belief associated with this fear. Faith in the means versus faith in the source. The fundamental choice is one of closure. We seek to know what happens as a result of our efforts. We begin to believe that it is our health, our strength, our energy, our efforts. Not so. We are not the creators of the order we inherit as an opportunity and as an investment. We are universal functionaries. We commence conditionally dispensing our efforts in exchange for our needs. This is an ego-derived pattern. We need to have an edgeless self. This communication is only the flow of the understanding, the values, the functioning of that part of us inside of your skin with that part of us inside of my skin. We need to be skillful givers. We don't want to contribute to the delinquency of others by shielding them from the consequences of poor choices, which could grant them an elimination of the need to change. That gives them no feedback. Indiscriminate giving out of a sense of guilt and self-bounding only create a codependency. We need to realize nothing we have ever done, nothing we have ever been, disqualifies us. It only qualifies us by showing us how things work. We get to explore. We are creators being created. Creation is not complete. From the beginning of creation, it was the intent to relate more, to more extensively, and more appropriately. Our substrate of creation needs to be extendable. We are deputy creators. We need to create with utmost morality. We need to be open, allowing, yielding, accepting, and receptive. We need to be white light seekers. If in meditation I attempt to take what I am and propel it towards or to a bright white light source, I am pushed away. I can only muster what I call a seed of beauty, a concentration of the best of what I am and the best I can idealize, and submit that to the white light. I must open myself to that emanation. I must yield. I must allow. I must receive and accept the shining emanation. I must let it change me, attune me. Then I am able to move towards it. As I move towards it, the light becomes more intense and piercing. I must continue and enlarge the transformation. Sometimes there is a light from within me that is more excellently patterned than the light flowing to and towards me. They must open, allow, yield, receive, and accept that light from within me. That is what is happening between us, between you and me, right now. I will now respond interlinearly to your issues. When T.W. asked the question, what is the standard or measuring stick by which graduation for us.